Bernadette Sullivan. The Glass Castle by Jeanette Walls. I was on fire. It's my earliest memory. I was 3 years old, and we were living in a trailer park in a southern Arizona town whose name I never knew. I was standing on a chair in front of the stove, wearing a pink dress my grandmother had bought for me. Pink was my favorite color. The dress's skirt stuck out like a tutu, and I liked to spin around in front of the mirror, thinking I looked like a ballerina. But at that moment, I was wearing the dress to cook hot dogs, watching them swell and bob in the boiling water as the late morning sunlight filtered in through the trailer's small kitchenette windows. I could hear Mom in the next room, singing while she worked on one of her paintings. Juju, our black mutt, was watching me. I stabbed one of the hot dogs with a fork and bent over and offered it to him. The wiener was hot, so Juju licked at it tentatively. But when I stood up and started stirring the hot dogs again, I felt a blaze of heat on my right side. I turned to see where it was coming from and realized my dress was on fire. Frozen with fear, I watched the yellow-white flames make a ragged brown line up the pink fabric of my skirt and climb my stomach. Then the flames leaped up, reaching my face. I screamed. I smelled the burning and heard a horrible crackling as the fire singed my hair and eyelashes. Juju was barking. I screamed again. Oh, My Stars by Lorna Landvik. Why does everyone think I'm so ugly, Mama? A giggle erupted from Erlene's throat. She had an odd sense of what was funny and what wasn't. Violet, now put that away, she said, recovering her composure. It's time for bed. Jabbing the needle in the handkerchief she was hemming for her father, Violet set it on the upended flower can that was her nightstand. And everyone does not think you're ugly, said Erlene, bringing the faded patchwork quilt up to her daughter's neck and crimping its edges. It's just that, well, I suppose it's because you've got a chin that looks like it wants to pick a fight. She smiled, fondling the jaw that would have fit a man's face better than a little girl's. You'll just have to work on your other attributes. What are attributes, Mama? Asked Violet, liking Erlene's hand on her face, even as she disparaged it. Well, look at me. I'm pretty, but I don't stop there. I work on things. Things like being smart and clever. Who can tell a joke as good as your mama? No one, whispered Violet. That's right. Plus, I'm a good dancer and have excellent grammar. Those are all attributes, just to name a few.
Erlene! Shouted Judd from the kitchen. Ain't we got more biscuits than these?
The young woman sighed and got up as if she were an old lady whose bones hurt. She stood at the side of the bed for a moment, the light from the kerosene lamp throbbing like an ache against the wall. Don't say ain't, Violet, she said finally. Ain't is a word that makes you sound like you don't care.
Okay, Mama,
whispered Violet, willing to do anything asked of her.
I won't ever say ain't.
City of Quartz by Mike Davis. In the summer of 1989, a well-known fashion magazine, constantly on the prowl for lifestyle trends, reported from Los Angeles that intellectualism had arrived there as the latest fad. From celebrities buying armloads of smart-looking eyeglasses, to the people of L.A. who have elevated intellectualism to a lifestyle, the city was supposedly booming with bookish behavior for its own sake. There's a real feeling here about becoming intellectual, removing superficiality, getting culture. The magazine's West Coast editor noted approvingly that the new intellectualism was sweeping Los Angeles on the same wave of messianic hype that had brought its local predecessors, The Perfect Body, and New Age Spirituality. Angelinos, moreover, had already recognized that the crucial point of the new pastime was that books are for sale, and that a surge of commodity fetishism and feverish entrepreneurship would accompany the laying on of culture. Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte.
Jane Eyre, Jane Eyre, was all he said,
"My dear master," I answered, "I am Jane Eyre. I have found you out. I am come back to you."
"In truth, in the flesh, my living Jane?"
"You touch me, sir, you hold me, and fast enough. I am not cold like a corpse, nor vacant like air, am I?"
"My living darling, these are certainly her limbs, and these her features. But I cannot be so blessed after all my misery. It is a dream, such dreams as I have had at night when I have clasped her once more to my heart, as I do now, and kissed her as thus, and felt that she loved me, and trusted that she would not leave me."
"Which I never will, sir, from this day."
"Never will," says the vision. "Gentle, soft dream, nestling in my arms now, you will fly too, as your sisters have all fled before you. But kiss me before you go. Embrace me, Jane."
"There, sir, and there."
I pressed my lips to his once brilliant and now rayless eyes. I swept his hair from his brow and kissed that too. He suddenly seemed to rouse himself. The conviction of the reality of all this seized him.
"It is you. Is it, Jane? You are come back to me, then?"
"I am."
Angle of Repose by Wallace Stegner. It was so quiet that she could hear the creak of buggy wheels receding far down the lane toward the road, and the voices of the girls surprisingly clear and close-seeming, though they must have been almost a half mile away. Her first act after waving them goodbye had been to rush into her stuffy bedroom and get out of dress, corset, shoes, everything confining, and into a dressing gown. In her bare feet, shaking the loose gown to get air to her released body, she stood in the doorway and listened to her receding family until she could hear their sounds no more. There was a secret small gurgle of water from the hose, and then in a moment like a sigh. The last of the water ran out, and that sound, too, ceased. She listened for the windmill, whose clanging and creaking were as much a part of their days and nights as the wind itself, but could not hear it. The blades must be hanging like a great open flower in the twilight.